USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien was set to testify on Monday in Washington during the second day of public hearings hosted by the House January 6th Select Committee, but he pulled out at the last minute due to his wife going into labor. The committee relied on a previously recorded testimony of Stepien where he advised Trump not to declare that he won.
My recommendation was to say that votes were still being counted. It's too early to tell. Too early to call the race.
Stepien said his advice was ignored by Trump in favor of words from Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who was described as intoxicated. Police in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, are receiving death threats after they arrested 31 men affiliated with the white nationalist group Patriot Front near an LGBTQ event over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Wall Street has fallen into bear market territory, the Dow losing 876 points, a near 3% drop. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq dropped 531 points, or about 5%. The S&P 500 lost 151 points, close to a 4% fall. Sell-off driven by concerns about the economy, inflation, and the Fed raising interest rates faster than previously signaled. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says a House bill to protect Supreme Court justices and their staffs will not pass the Senate. He and Texas Republican John Cornyn, who drafted a bill that only covered the justices, accused House Democrats of trying to stall the measure. Cornyn's bill, written with Connecticut Democrat Chris Coons, passed the upper chamber unanimously. Crews from California to New Mexico fighting wildfires, forcing people to leave their homes. That includes a ski resort on the outskirts of Flagstaff, Arizona, along with hundreds who were told to evacuate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The man who was married to pop star Britney Spears very, very briefly back in 2004, pleading not guilty to felony stalking and other charges. Jason Alexander is accused of showing up at Spears' wedding last week at her home in Thousand Oaks, California. She married her longtime boyfriend Sam Asghari in front of several dozen guests. Alexander is a childhood friend. He was streaming on Instagram when he approached the house, telling security in a mostly empty but decorated room that he was invited by Spears. An American business that recently shuttered in Russia is now reopening under new ownership.
3 months after McDonald's suspended operations in Russia, hundreds of people crowded into its famous former outlet on Moscow's Pushkin Square as the restaurant reopened yesterday under a Russian owner and a new name. McDonald's sold its 850 restaurants to Alexander Govor, who is moving fast to reopen the outlets. And the new name for the new chain? Vokushno Ichoka. Translation? Tasty. And that's it. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.
The Massachusetts Transportation Authority in Boston hopes a new program will tackle the problem of public urination in its elevators. A pilot program launching in August will place urine detection sensors at 4 downtown elevators. The sensors will alert transit ambassadors who can then dispatch a cleaning crew. The idea is not new, however. MARTA in Atlanta launched a similar pilot about a decade ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.